Even when he was younger and productive and fairly healthy, Kirk Gibson was a pain in the keister, a humorless guy who took himself too seriously.
Get to the point, will you, Jim?
Well, the first day he ever joined the L.A. Dodgers at a press conference on Feb 1, 1988, Gibson got up in his pulpit and immediately set guidelines for his teammates to follow.
Contrary to your, to many belief, I'm very easy to get along with. As long as you're 100% with me on the field, I would never have a quarrel, and I'll be easy to get along with. On the contrary, if that isn't the case with somebody else, then we'll have problems.
Ah, blow it out.
Okay. Dateline, Los Angeles, person-to-person flashback number two. Jump now to May 23, 1989, the following year. Gibson second with the L.A. Dodgers. Philadelphia's Ken Howell has just beaten the Dodgers here, but claims he didn't have his best stuff. A member of the Dodgers' own publicity staff, asked Kirk Gibson after the game about Howell's stuff and got this snarling, sarcastic reply.
What, you think I'm a f***ing idiot? What kind of question is that? Who's the winning pitcher? You tell me. So who had the best stuff? You think I would ever?
That wasn't my question.
My question is the stuff. He's a winning pitcher, I did. So obviously he had pretty good shit, didn't he? I don't like questions like that. Don't ever ask me to do that to an opposing player or my own player. You go in and you say he's really disappointed in his stuff. He had weak stuff. He's lucky. No. What do you want me to say? Yeah, he was lucky?
No.
Fucking stupid.
Wow. What a nerd. Dateline, Detroit. Afterthought, Kirk Gibson. In his first tour of duty with the Detroit Tigers, he met his wife. His wife, a topless dancer at a Detroit area nightclub called the Booby Trap.